This article is entitled Legacies to Celebrate. ELC Members Book Honors Baseball Hall of Famer Father, written by Steve Lundeberg. Across 18 years in the Negro Leagues, Norman Thomas Turkey Stearns parlayed power and speed into enshrinement in the Baseball Hall of Fame. But his daughter Rosalind Stearns Brown, the choir director and organist of Amazing Grace Lutheran Church in Warren, Michigan, is just as impressed by what her father achieved through the force of will as an older-than-average schoolboy. He was a big believer in education, but he had to drop out of high school to help his family after his dad died, said Stearns Brown. A professional musician and retired teacher for Detroit Public Schools, but he went back and he graduated from high school at age 21. Stearns Brown shares her father's many accomplishments in her book, Fans Call Him Turkey, I Call Him Dad. A daughter remembers Baseball Hall of Famer Norman Thomas Stearns. He was a great all-around man with a great personality, she said. He loved people, and he never had a bad word to say. And some people thought that because he was quiet, he didn't have much to say, but he did. He just chose his moments carefully. Stearns retired from baseball in 1940, 7 years before Jackie Robinson broke the color barrier in the Major League Baseball, and died in September of 1979 at age 78. His nickname arose either from his distinctive running style, with his arm flapping like a turkey's wings, or, as Stearns himself told it, because of his potbelly that he had as a child. A 5'11", 170-pound center fielder, Stearns played primarily for the Detroit Stars in a career that began in 1923. It wasn't until almost 100 years later, in the year 2020, that Major League Baseball announced that it was officially correcting a long-time oversight in the game's history by recognizing the Negro League players as Major League caliber and including that league's statistics as part of the sport's record and history. Stearns played in 986 league games, not including barnstorming tours and other exhibitions, and he batted .349. A five-time All-Star, he's credited with a Negro League best 186 home runs and was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York in the year 2000. Born in 1946, Stearns Brown learned of her father's baseball exploits by listening to front porch conversations between Stearns and legendary pitcher Leroy Satchel Paige, and also from a maternal uncle who starred in the Negro Leagues, Ted Double Duty Radcliffe. The players in the Negro Leagues were great men in baseball and their personal lives. You would have thought that with all that they had endured, she said, all of the prejudice, that they would have been bitter, but they did not concentrate on the negative, only on the positive that they could do. Describing her father as a humble, generous, gracious, and dependable man of faith, Stearns Brown said her family's Lutheran roots traced to her maternal grandmother, Olga MacArthur. When Stearns Brown was 4 years old and her sister Joyce was three, the girls went to Birmingham, Alabama, to live with their grandmother for 2 years while their mother, Nettie Mae, underwent treatment for an intestinal blockage. MacArthur's love of music rubbed off on the girls, as it had Nettie Mae, who would play the piano in the Stearns home, while Turkey and his daughters would sing as a trio. Both Rosalind and her sister Joyce Stearns Thompson sing professionally with the renowned Brazil Denard Chorale based in Detroit. For the past 13 years, the sisters have been invited by the Detroit Tigers to perform the national anthem at Comerica Park during the team's annual celebration of the Negro Baseball League. This year, they also were asked to sing Lift Every Voice, commonly referred to as the Black National Anthem. Rosalind is just a remarkable person, said friend and Amazing Grace member Sandy Burgess, citing her massive musical talents and the strength of her faith. She is such a blessing to our congregation and our whole community, said Burgess, who assisted Stearns Brown with Fans Called Him Turkey. This is a remarkable story that she's told, and she put her heart and soul into writing it. Susanna Mosen, pastor of Amazing Grace, describes the book as a story of perseverance, resilience, and excellence, as well as a celebration of diversity. He just sounds like a wonderful, wonderful man, and I can personally attest, knowing his daughters, what a great father he must have been, she said. Our church is 100% behind Rosalyn, cheering her on, and we're a real community, and Rosalyn is such a fundamental part of that community. And though it came 2 decades after her father's death, and long after his playing days, Stearns Brown is thrilled that pioneering ballplayers of African descent, such as her father, have finally been welcomed into the Major League Baseball community. I wish it would have been done for them while they were still living, but I'm glad now they're recognized as major leaguers, she said. Dad and Double Duty are finally getting the recognition they so deserve.